This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The other big news this week, and we'll have plenty more on the tournament, obviously. But, Vinny, I wanted to make sure we talked about Ronnie Stanley right off the top here. I was filling in. I think I was doing the more. No, I was filling in with you when Eric DaCosta spoke at the Combine. Mm-hmm. And we sat here and listened to him live. And you could tell when he was talking that day that he fully expected to sign Ronnie Stanley.
Oh, it was done. You know, it seemed like it was done. You know, and Harb's talked later that day and basically said the same thing. So it sounded like they were close to an agreement at that time, if not one. And it looked like Ronnie got the same deal that they were, you know, the 20 mil. And he could have had better offers from others. But why? You know, I mean, I could understand, you know, Kansas City. Yeah. But I wouldn't understand New England. You know, that's just going for the money. And he's been here his whole career. So there's loyalty there.
Yep.
He must like George Warhop, the O-line coach. And he had a hell of a year. And he's got a quarterback that protects him. You know, saves him sacks. Makes him look that much better. So I think it's a good... I mean, the dude's made over $200 million.
I was going to say, he got a max contract already.
If that's when he was getting 25 mil a year.
Yeah, yeah.
He got 150 mil, and then now he just got 60 more mil. So he's making over 200 million.
Shed no tears. Did free agency ever intrigue Ronnie Stanley? He talked about that.
I was open to whatever was going to happen. You know, I knew the cap situation we were in and, you know, how many players we need to pay current and future, you know, younger guys. And so I knew it wasn't going to be like a personal thing. So going into it, I was kind of, you know, open to what was going to happen and ended up working for the best.
You don't often hear that.
You hear it from Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes. You hear it from quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But not an offensive tackle. And I give Ronnie a lot of credit for doing that, looking at the team and understanding what the team's all about. And the guy that's made a ton of money, because really when you look at it, he got paid, then the next week he gets hurt.
Right.
So, you know, you can kind of look at it like, I got overpaid for 4 years. I was stealing money for 4 years, bottom line.
And that's worth something. Cut 16, he talked about unfinished business that way.
We've broken so many records last however many years. I don't think we really care about it, to be honest, especially the guys that have been here. I think the only thing we really care about is winning a Super Bowl. So, yeah, all that other stuff for sure is nice and all. But, yeah, definitely unfinished business. I don't think anyone's really happy.
I haven't seen you since the big free agent wide receiver signing. Is that what drove that, the Super Bowl, you think?
What, getting D-Hop?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No?
No, they didn't have one. I mean, they needed a third receiver, and I thought all along it was going to get a veteran guy. And
I guess what I meant was for D-Hop. Did that motivate him, you think, a chance to get a ring?
Oh, for Hopkins?
Yeah.
Absolutely, because he took, what, $5 million deal? So yeah. He came because he wants to play with Lamar and he wants to win. And that's what happens when you have good teams and good players. Other veteran guys want to do that. I mean, what, 3 or 4 years ago, it was laughable. People would talk about no receiver, whatever, when G-Ro was the coordinator. No receiver will ever come here. You got to block all the time. Look at how that has changed now. Now, you know, Odell Beckham comes here. D-Hop comes here. So this is a destination place for a wide receiver because your quarterback is a hell of a quarterback. He can throw the ball, and you got an offensive coordinator that can throw the ball, and you got the number one offense in the league, and they were ranked seventh in pass offense. So, no, it's a hell of an offense and a great chance to win a Super Bowl. And if you're 33 years old like D-Hop and you got one shot at it, I'm going to go with Derrick Henry and Lamar.
So they've been knocking on the door the last couple of years. Stanley was asked, what finally gets the Ravens over the hump?
I think it's as simple as that. I think it's just getting out of our own way a little bit, not being ourselves.
I totally agree 1,000%. You know, when the Ravens screw up and lose, what do? They beat themselves. Mm-hmm. They turn the ball over. I mean, Mark Andrews makes two plays in that game. They win the game. I mean, every time they lose, we say that type of thing. You know, I mean, the Ravens have not lost a game this year. I mean, look at Tucker. Cost them two games, yep. Missing field goals, and we drop balls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, Lamar, to me, none of them's been Lamar's fault. I think Lamar's the reason they win.
Right.
You know, and he had, what, 13 games of the 17 over 100 quarterback rating? So, no, I mean, Lamar's the straw that stirs the drink, you know? I mean, if Lamar's plays good, got a chance to win every game.
Absolutely.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.